Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Sean Diddy Combs, the once glittering centerpiece of hip-hop's golden age, entered the Manhattan federal courtroom with an air of defiance wrapped in khaki. His twin daughters, just 17, watched from the gallery's second row as their father blew them kisses. But beneath this moment of familial tenderness lay a much darker narrative. Combs wasn't there to celebrate a musical milestone or receive accolades. He was there to plead for freedom. Again. The stakes? $50 million in bail and a chance to trade his drab jail-issued attire for the luxurious confines of his Florida mansion. Yet for federal prosecutors, this was no mere bail hearing. It was a showdown in a case that painted Combs as the architect of a decade-long reign of depravity, a man who allegedly transformed his business empire into a criminal syndicate. The prosecution didn't mince words. Sean Combs, they claimed, was a danger to the community, a manipulator who bent the rules even from behind bars. Allegations flew thick and fast. Coercion, witness tampering, and unauthorized communications with his legal team. The evidence? Bags of narcotics, firearms with defaced serial numbers, and a staggering cache of over 1,000 bottles of lubricant allegedly used in the so-called freak-offs. These marathon sex shows, prosecutors contended, were more than just salacious parties. They were crimes. Women were lured, drugged, and coerced into participating in grotesque spectacles with male sex workers while Combs watched. As the judge listened, the room bristled with tension. For Combs, this was his fourth attempt to secure release pending trial. Each prior effort had been quashed, with judges citing a grave risk of witness tampering. But this time was different. The judge, who would oversee the trial set for May 2025, was considering whether $50 million in stringent home detention were enough to mitigate the risks. Combs' lead attorney argued that the accusations of sex trafficking were grossly inflated, pointing to the infamous 2016 surveillance video of Combs assaulting his former girlfriend, Cassie. His attorney insisted that the footage was being unfairly weaponized. This was a toxic, loving 11-year relationship, he declared, dismissing the notions that the incident proved Combs was a continued threat. Cassie, once a central figure in Combs' life, now loomed large in his downfall. The 2016 video, played repeatedly on news networks, showed him dragging, kicking, and shoving her in a hotel hallway. It was damning footage, but Agnifilo claimed it was not evidence of sex trafficking. Prosecutor Christine Slavik fired back, revealing that Combs allegedly bribed hotel staff to delete the footage. This act, she said, exemplified his pattern of concealing crimes through illegal means. Then there was the matter of Combs' alleged social media campaign. Slavik accused him of attempting to sway potential jurors by crafting a narrative through his online presence. Even from jail, she argued, Combs had demonstrated an ability to flout rules. The defendant, simply put, cannot be trusted, Slavik declared, her words slicing through the courtroom like a scalpel. Combs' attorneys countered by pointing to other high-profile cases. They highlighted the release of former Abercrombie CEO Mike Jeffries on a $10 million bond despite facing sex trafficking charges. The difference, prosecutors said, was stark. Jeffries was 80 years old and had no prior criminal record, whereas Combs' history of arrests painted a different picture. The day's most dramatic moment came when the judge addressed the controversy surrounding notes taken by Combs in jail. These handwritten papers, photographed during a sweep of the Metropolitan Detention Center, had ignited a firestorm over attorney-client privilege. The judge ordered the destruction of the notes, a decision that underscored the fine line prosecutors walked in pursuing their case. As the hearing wound down, Combs' fate hung in the balance. The courtroom buzzed with anticipation, each side knowing that the judge's ruling could come within hours or days. Would $50 million and the promise of round-the-clock surveillance be enough to tip the scales in Combs' favor? Or would the weight of the evidence keep the man once known as Puff Daddy confined to a jail cell? This was more than a legal battle. It was a reckoning. And as the courtroom emptied, the question lingered. How did one of hip-hop's brightest stars fall so far? Sitting with all the pieces laid out, it's hard not to feel the weight of this case. Sean Diddy Combs, the man who once built empires, now finds himself at the mercy of a system he can't seem to outmaneuver. What strikes me most isn't just the gravity of the charges, but the sheer audacity of the allegations. We're not talking about isolated incidents here. Prosecutors are painting a picture of a calculated operation, years in the making. The freak-offs, the narcotics, the alleged witness tampering, it all points to a pattern of control that's both chilling and deeply disturbing. But let's talk about the Cassie video for a moment. Watching it, there's no denying its visceral impact. Kicking, shoving, dragging. A moment so raw, it's hard to look away. The defense argues that this was part of a toxic but consensual relationship. Consensual? Sure, relationships can be complicated. But when does that complexity veer into outright abuse? And what does it say about someone who allegedly tries to erase the evidence by bribing hotel staff? To me, that's the kind of behavior that goes beyond poor judgment. It signals desperation and perhaps a guilty conscience. Then there's the treasure trove uncovered during the raids. Thousands of bottles of lubricant, narcotics, firearms with defaced serial numbers. It reads like a script for a crime drama, but this isn't fiction. If even half of this evidence holds up in court, it's devastating. The defense claims the sexual encounters were consensual, but it's what point does consent become coercion, especially when drugs are allegedly involved? And yet, I find myself asking why Combs thought he could get away with all of this. Was it arrogance? The belief that his fame and fortune made him untouchable? Or was it something darker? A man so consumed by power that he didn't see the humanity of the people around him? Whatever the answer, it's clear this case is about more than just one man's downfall. It's about accountability, about drawing a line in the sand and saying, no more. But there's another question that lingers for me. Can the justice system truly handle someone like Combs? His defense team has resources, connections, and a knack for muddying the waters. Prosecutors have their work cut out for them, and the stakes couldn't be higher. If Combs walks free or even secures bail, what message does that send to his alleged victims and to the countless others watching this case unfold? For now, we wait. A ruling is coming, and it will undoubtedly shape the narrative moving forward. But one thing is certain. This story isn't just about the charges or the courtroom drama. It's about the cost of unchecked power and the lengths people will go to hold on to it. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening, and be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.